The Squamish 50 race returns this weekend for those that like a little pain and suffering. Several races will take place over August 19 and 20, including a 50-mile run, 50-kilometer run, 23-kilometer run and kids run. This also includes the Brave Runners that will take on the 50-mile race on Saturday, then the 50-kilometer race on Sunday, also known as the 50-50. According to the event's website, the 50-mile race includes 3,500 meters of ascent and descent. This is an exceptionally difficult course made tougher still by the technical nature of a majority of the terrain, reads the website. Throw in the fact that the back half runs much more difficult than the front half and you have yourself a nice little day of suffering. Thankfully, we've made every effort to distract you with incredible scenery at every possible turn. Similarly, the 50-kilometer race includes 2,500 meters of ascent and 2,750 meters of descent. The 23-kilometer race includes 1,000 meters of ascent and 1,200 meters of descent. Those runners tackling the 50-50 will have a whopping 6,000 meters of ascent over the 2 days, which is akin to hiking the first peak of the Stawamis Chief just over 11 times. Last year, the 50-mile race alone drew over 400 participants and Squamish's John Dean finished first with a time of 8 hours 18 minutes and 5 seconds. Just over 100 runners competed in last year's 50-50, with Dean topping the chart, completing both runs in 14 hours 6 minutes and 14 seconds. Interested spectators will have to get up early to view the start for the 50-mile race as it kicks off from Junction Park in downtown at 5:30 a.m. The end is also at Junction Park, and if Dean's time from last year is an indication, then you can likely see some of the first finishers after 1 p.m. or so. Spectators can keep track with the runners on Squamish 50's website, which will have a live tracker throughout the race. Bookmark squamishchief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.